smart cop. He's better than a sharp stick in the ear.
This is a clip from last Sunday's Meet the Press with Tim the Whore. Tim the Whore's guest was John Kerry, and Timmy got all brave and thought he was going to put Kerry in a box. This is so cool. Timmy's sitting there with his little hammer and his, you know, his nails and some wood, and he's trying to build a little box around Kerry. Kerry's too smart for him. Kerry was prepared. Tim got the big F put on him. Check this out. This is pretty cool. Kerry laid a trap for Timmy, and Timmy fell into it, and Kerry got to hammer him for it, and he got to show the whole world what a cunning linguist Tim Russert is.
One program we know is going to cost money, Social Security and Medicare. There are now 40 million Americans on those programs. There's soon to be 80. The trustees of Social Security told us this, that if the programs remain in their current form, we're going to have to either cut benefits by a third or double the payroll tax from 7.5% to 15% for the average wage earner.
Go ahead, Timmy. Build you up a big head of steam here. A train wreck is no fun unless the train's going fast.
Back in 1995, you said we have to be bold, and it might be unpopular, but we should consider raising the retirement age and means testing. Do you stand by those statements?
No, I rejected that. We looked at that, and we found we don't have to do it. But you know what's interesting, Tim? I wish I had the power to press this button and put up on the screen what you said. Because back in 1997, on November 9th, you sat with Bill Clinton. And what you said to Bill Clinton is, Mr. President, by the year 2001, Medicare is going to be bankrupt, and you're going to have to raise the retirement age, you're going to have to raise the premiums, and you're going to have to cut the benefits. That's what you said. Guess what, Tim? He didn't do it, we didn't do it, and we made Medicare whole until the year 2029. We made Social Security whole until 2037. Along comes George Bush. We have a downturn in the economy, an increase in expenditures for the military, and a big, big, big tax cut we can't afford, and all of a sudden, you look worse for Social Security and Medicare. I'm going to put us back on the track that we were in the 1990s. We said we were going to save Social Security first, and we had the ability to do it without doing all these terrible things that you're saying. I'm not going to do those. I'm not going to cut Social Security benefits. I'm not going to extend the retirement age. And we're not going to have to raise premiums. We can fix Social Security.
Wasn't that good? I love it when somebody smacks Russert. My favorite part was he goes, guess what, Tim? That sounded a little Bart Kopian to me, but we won't accuse the senator of stealing anything, but the old, guess what, Tim? That sure did remind me of somebody. Okay, time for a new feature on Barkhouse Radio. I hope you like it, because I have to do it. I only have to do it once a month. But let me tell you a little story. 2 years ago, I went to an accountant and said, I'm starting to make some big money here at the Bart Cop, and I need to protect myself tax-wise and stuff. What do I need to do? And he said, how much money are you making? And I told him, and he started laughing. And then that kind of turned into a bigger laugh, and then pretty soon he was guffawing. Started calling in people from the other offices, hey, come here and listen to this. And he made me repeat it. And boy, they all started slapping it. He said, dude, why don't you come back when you start making some money? Right now, you're in no danger at all. Okay, so that was 2 years ago. So last year, and we are getting bigger every day. Someday we'll be bigger than the DNC, but right now we're just growing. Last year, I went to a different accountant and said, I'm starting to make some money, some real money now. And he said, what kind of money? I told him. He said, well, why don't you contact me in early 04 and we'll do your tax returns and see what you got. And I said, okay. Bottom line, probably shouldn't tell you this, but Bart Cop netted under $20,000 last year. I was hoping to net more than that, but you net what you net. And somehow there's some trickery thing where he took that $19,000 and he put half was my salary and half went into bonds or dividends or who knows. So I had to pay tax on the $10,000. And that came out to be like $3,500. Jesus. What happened to the small businessman? I'm the small businessman. I'm trying to be a bigger small businessman, but Bush is taxing me to death. Bastard. Not only that, but I got to send in $1,000 a quarter. I don't know. Maybe that takes the place of next year's taxes. I don't know how that works, but I got to send in $1,000 a quarter. But the other thing, he said, if I do these extracurriculars, if I write about them or talk about them on the radio, I can deduct them. Now, that's going to be subjective. Whatever I spend money on and write about it or talk about it, I have to be able to justify to the IRS. So, you know, I can't go buy a new car and say, I need a car. No, that won't work. But if I go see a movie, I can write about it and deduct the cost of the movie. Yeehaw! I need to make more than $19,000 this coming year. Wish me luck. So, we're going to go over. I got my handy Southwest credit card statement here, and I thought if I went over a few of the things that I charged, I might could talk my way out of the IRS. Oh, by the way, pizza theft update. This sounds so nutty. They shifted me off Detective John Stewart. Now I got a different guy. But he called a couple times and said, do you remember what the man or woman looked like? I said, well, no, it was a month ago, and I didn't think to look. If he'd asked me the next day, or if he'd have told me then, I need to know a month from now, I could give you an answer. But duh. I mean, I caught the guy. I know where he works. I know where he lives. I got his phone number. I got his name. Gee, y'all need some help? Anyway, he contacted the guy. The girl turned out to be. And the girl was supposed to come in for an interview, whatever you call that. She didn't show up. Meanwhile, so he called me and asked if I could give him a description or if I could identify her if I saw her again. I said, you know, maybe, but probably not. So he said he was going to send me a lineup via email. So he's going to send me 6 pictures, and I'm if I pick out the right... But I got her name, address, her phone number, and her job. Gee, you need any help tracking her down? I don't think she had pizza delivered to her house in her name with my credit card accidentally 4 times. Not to make this too long, we're going to go through the list here, and I'm going to save some money. First thing on the list, United States Postal Service, $77. I know exactly what that was for. I bought 20 stamps to mail CDs out with. Those stamps are $3.85 a piece. That's what the UPS money was for. We've been going to Pepper's Grill for 25-something years. They had these taquitos. Oh, I'm sure they're bad for your health, but they taste so good. They got the best shredded beef that they season up all real good, and then they wrap it up in a corn tortilla, and they fry it. Oh, and then you dip it in the sauce. Oh. More on that later. What else we got? Jimmy's Egg, which is a place where you eat breakfast. Now, I thought I'd compare breakfast meats, and I can say that Jimmy's Egg has fine bacon. I think they have the finest bacon in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but we may have to check other restaurants to be sure. That's Jimmy's Egg on 31st Street in Tulsa. I recommend it for breakfast if you're looking for bacon. Holiday Inn Express. Yeah, these bastards. Don't go to Holiday Inn Express because they'll steal your credit card and order pizza with it, have it delivered to their own home at their address, in their name, with their phone number, but the police don't know how to stop them. Here's a thing I don't recognize, which is probably liquor. It says something, something at the airport. They billed it the day I landed, but I did not land at the airport and have a few drinks. Trust me. That would have gone. Well, how did they backdate that? Because it's dated the 14th, but I might have had a drink to calm myself before I got on the plane. Here we go now with Alicia's Pizza. Alicia makes a good pizza, as my previous testimony would corroborate. But I had not eaten there in a couple of years, and I didn't want to pay for pizza I did not eat, especially when I wasn't in town that day. Pepper's Grill. Now I'll tell you what happened. I wonder if the other stuff on the menu is just as good. So she said, well, hell, try something. And Mrs. Bart, trust me, she loves to read a menu. Some restaurants have multi-page menus. And if you go there with Mrs. Bart, bring a newspaper, because she's going to read that menu for it. Of course, in the end, she always gets the same thing, which kills me. We went to McDonald's the other day, and I, you know, as we're pulling in, I asked her what she wanted. She said, I need to see the menu. I'm thinking, it's McDonald's. Okay, next is IHOP. IHOP has got the best ham. It is perfect. None of that stuff running through it. It almost looks, I mean, it's got the stripes on there from the grill, so you know it was grilled, but it's so pink and moist, it looks like it was boiled or steamed or something. It's just, and it's smooth. You cut up in, you know, you can cut up in perfect little pieces. Sometimes you try to cut up ham and it fights back. and you get these irregular cuts, but no, this is like slicing through something that's easily sliced. And oh, I just love the ham. Here is more UPS, $40. Now that sounds like 10 more. Give you an idea of the business we're doing. 10 more stamps of those $3.85 stamps. Show number 35, Bush Breakdown Beatdown. Our biggest selling CD so far. Destined to be a classic. If you don't have show 35, you must get show 35 because it's the big one so far. We've sold so many copies, it may go 10. Blockbuster Video. We rented a couple of movies. I mentioned them on the page. We did that School of Rock movie, and we did Honey. So we could watch Jessica Alba hop around her little outfit there. That was not too bad. The Rib Crib. Aha. Rib Crib in Tulsa. Best tasting chicken salad you ever had. They got, well, it's a rib house, so you know they got good charcoal, good, you know, all that business. They throw a little half a chicken breast on there, and they get all smoky and stuff, and they chop it up in little pieces, and they put it in a salad. Hey, the Santa Fe Mexican restaurant in Tulsa. They have the best Mexican buffet probably I've ever been to. As far as Mexican buffet, I don't think Vegas has anything this good. Last thing is Multicom of Tulsa. Oh, what the hell is that? That's the new BART phone. Let me tell you what the last BART phone lady did. You know, the BART phone, it costs like something $24 a month, something like that. And she says, you know, if you pay a year, I'll knock off 10%. And I thought, well, I could use 10%. That's $24. That's a free month. I said, sure. She said, if you pay for 2 years, I'll knock off like 20%. I said, well, yeah, I'll still be here in 2 years. Let's go for that. I could use the $48 instead of the $24. So we do that, and it goes on my credit card. Credit card bill shows up. She's got me for $800-something. Lady, what are you doing? So I called her, and she's not in. I said, well, she needs to be in because we got a mistake. You know, I understand. You always start out nice. Called her 3-4 more times, you know. She's not in. She's on the line. She called right back. Never heard from her. So then it's time to get tough. So I called her and said, hey, I sue people for a living. I'm not in the mood. Why don't I just hand you the summons? You can explain it to the judge why you stole my money. He said, oh, no, I'm sure she'll take care of it right away. You know, we'll have her call. And, you know, I'm a busy man. I forget. A week goes by. I call back, and I'm saying, hey, lady, you want a piece of me? You want to go to court with me? You think I can lose? I got this receipt in my hand. Said you billed me $800-something for phone service to answer my damn phone. You going to explain that to the judge? You're going to look real stupid. You're going to have to pay this money to me. You're going to have to pay the cost to file it, which is like $55. You're going to have to pay the cost to serve you, which is $30 or $40. So instead of owing me $800, she'd be writing a check for about $1,000, and that's after she stood before the judge humiliated. So I said, lady, you want to stand on there in that pile of people and explain to the judge what a crooked company you run? Fine with me. I enjoy doing this stuff. So then she still puts me off. So I'm like, lady, you don't want me to do this. Why? This isn't supposed to be this hard. When I threaten you and you're in the wrong and I tell you I sue people for a living and I have you served by the end of the day, you're supposed to say, I'm sorry, and expedite the matter. And when you don't, it makes me angry. And you don't want me to be angry. So what I did, went down to the courthouse, got an affidavit, filled it out, sent her a copy saying, if I don't hear from you in 24 hours, I'm going to go back down there and have them stamp this, and now you're on the hook for the $1,000 when all you really need to do is give me back my $800. And so, yes, finally then, she had an aide call me and say that they refunded the money to my credit card. Well, guess what? My credit card done been shut off by the pizza thief. I got me a new credit card, but you ain't got that number, and you ain't getting that number, so we're going to have to fight some more. It's always something. Oh, and this show is brought to you by Evan Williams Whiskey. What I did, I got a bottle of Evan Williams, and I got a bottle of Jim Beam, which is our president's favorite, and I compared the two. I found the Jim Beam slightly lighter, but I found the Evan Williams slightly more tangy, more tasty. So if you want a little tasty, you go with the Evan. If you want a little lighter, you go with the Beam. And as you know, I would not have bought the cheap whiskey had I not had to do the whiskey contest for the page. So once a month, we're going to have to run through the credit card. I'll try to make it as short as I can. Now let's get back to some real radio.
Y'all don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
Giving Ditto Monkeys the red ass is BART Cop.